Frenchman Valley Farmers Cooperative Incorporated out of Imperial, Nebraska announces the launch of a strategic new partnership, Vantage Point, a broad and bold new brand to provide their member owners a new opportunity to control input costs and also enhance profit potential. I join the Caldwell Ag News Network and Farmcast Radio at this time to discuss all of that and much more is Ben Sounder, Vice President of Agronomy. First of all, Ben, welcome inside the barn. Before we get into the main topic of discussion about Vantage Point, tell our listeners more about your background and also what led you to your current position.
I'm a local Nebraska boy, grew up in Western Nebraska. Dad was from Colorado, Sedgwick, Colorado. Mom's family grew up in Big Springs. Been there for, 130 years, I think. Went to college, got involved in ag as a young boy, went to college. No opportunity to come back and farm, so I thought, well, what's the next best thing? And that led me into this position, into the first position I took back here, and that was just helping guys grow better crops more economically, being efficient with what we do and how we do it. And 5 years ago, I was able to accept this position as Vice President of Agronomy. Man, it's been a wild trip ever since. We've had a lot of fun. We've turned a lot of heads. We've evaluated a lot of products, and it's all for the best interest of the grower. I say to my staff, what works for the grower, and then what's profitable for us is what the direction we're going to go.
It's all about doing more with less. That's what we keep getting told by everybody that's not in agriculture. But I think agriculture, for the most part, the United States agriculture does a great job with what I just said. Now, what's the history and mission of Frenchman Valley Cooperative, and what products and services do you guys provide your members and patrons?
Well, I mean, I can read our mission statement, to provide to be a consistent, solid supplier of inputs for our farmer, rancher, owner members. We strive to innovate and create new novel solutions to problems that we have out here, both in the grain, energy, feed side, all four core divisions. We're here for our member owners, our patrons, and to provide a very quality customer experience for them.
And Frenchman Valley Cooperative, from what I understand, has been around for more than 100 years. And you guys also have 21 locations now?
Correct. Five big agronomy locations and countless elevators. We've got elevators everywhere, all the way up and down I-80 and into southwest Nebraska.
You've got southwest Nebraska, northwest Kansas, Nebraska Panhandle, northeast Colorado, and even Wyoming. And right, folks can check out FVCoop.com. I tried to put an extra V in there, or an extra C. Once again, my guest, Ben Sounder, Vice President of Agronomy at Frenchman Valley Cooperative. Now, tell me more about Vantage Point Crop Performance, that new line of trademark crop inputs that FVC is now offering, which I understand takes the first step towards providing the best possible crop input lineup under local control.
One thing that troubled me when I first took this position is how many people were trying to sell me something. I don't want to act on how it makes me feel. I want to act on how it actually performs in the field. And so I was fortunate enough to bring a member onto our team who's, I consider him a mad scientist. And we took to evaluating all of these products, what works best and in what situation, different chemistry combinations, things like that, because I wanted my staff armed with the best possible knowledge when they step onto a grower's farm. I don't want them to go out there and make a poor recommendation based on bad information or anything like that. So we wanted to evaluate all of these products on our own internally before they even stepped onto a farmer's yard. So some of these have been in evaluation for 4 years now to make sure that we're doing all the right things and making all the right recommendations at the right rates and things like that. I mean, it's just doing what's best for our grower.
Yeah, I understand that you guys took some time to develop Vantage Point, and it was pretty intensive. And the best part is it's region specific.
Correct. Our recommendations are specific to our elevation, which You go east of us, you know, I've always heard you could take off on an airplane from Omaha and crash into Scott's Bluff if you flew at 2,000 feet. So that's, our problems are different out here where you've got the elevation and the arid environment. Man, we get one shot to kill weeds, and we got to do it right the first time because you don't get to go back in and do it a second time.
A big challenge would be moisture levels too. There's a big difference. We're actually setting, I think, from October of 19 to October 20 right here at our location in Briggsdale, southeast of Briggsdale. 5 inches of moisture is all we had this last year.
Oh, I believe it. It's been terrible. It has been so dry this year, man.
So what's the ultimate goal of FVC's Vantage Point and what's included in the portfolio?
So we've got a complete line of it's not specific products. It's like not any new chemistries or anything like that. This is crop enhancement products is what we're calling them. Like your surfactants and your additives and things like that. These are just things that make the products that you normally apply better. There's a million of them out there that a person can use. And we haven't evaluated all million of them, but we're getting pretty close. And these are what we've narrowed down. Had built specifically for the area, things that we know work, and different combinations of stuff. So that's the outpost line. Then we've got the Royal Green, which is our micronutrients. Again, through hundreds of thousands of tissue samples and things like that, we've determined the crops are deficient, whether it be wheat, corn, beans, no matter what, they're all deficient in the same nutrients at about the same time. So addressing those nutritionals, the seed treatment portion of it, that's an ever-changing business, looking at that. There's just a ton of opportunity out here for us to do the right thing for the growers.
And it covers all crops?
Correct.
And you guys work specifically with the producer on an individual basis so you can find out what works best for them, right?
Correct.
So bottom line, will Vantage Point save producers money?
Absolutely it will, because we'll do it right the first time. That is the goal, to go out there and not with, hey, let's try this. We know that it works. We've went through a lot of evaluations to get to the point where we can go and tell a grower, hey, this is what's best if you do it this way. Now, a lot of instances, it doesn't get done that way, and usually that's where we result in a problem. But man, if we say spray it at 25 gallons with 1% volume of this product and 32 ounces per acre, I mean, you're about 99% certain we're going to have a good kill on what we're doing there.
So hopefully, we've sparked some interest into having folks contact you. What's the best way to do that and learn more about Vantage Point and Richmond Valley Cooperative?
You can call any one of our locations. You can call 1-800-5-FV-COOP, any location that we're close to, and or any location you're close to, contact one of our APAs. We don't have sales staff. I feel sales staff sell you things that you don't really need. So we have agronomy production advisors, because I want their goal to be what's best for the grower, not to sell them something. Provide them a solution.
Sounds like a great business model and a great working relationship once they get started with you. Kind of a general question here. How important are co-ops like yours, the Frenchman Valley Cooperative, important to U.S. agriculture and business in general? Because there are some that don't think co-ops work.
The ones who don't think co-ops work are usually non-cooperative people. I'm a very firm believer in a co-op where I don't own the business, and unless I become a patron somehow, I never can own the business. The grower owns the business. By them doing business with cooperative, anything that we make comes back to them. There've been some hard times amongst the cooperatives. We've went through some hard times. We've righted the ship. We sent back millions of dollars last year in patronage and things like that. I mean, that's our goal, is to ultimately send those profits back to our member owners. I don't know how this whole thing survives without cooperatives. You see all these farmers markets, things like that, people setting up cooperatives to work together to try to accomplish a goal. I mean, cooperatives are essential to the survival of the United States. It was the Copper-Volstead Act was an amazing piece of legislature to give farmers the power.
Yeah, and this country was built on cooperatives. You look at the telephone associations, electric cooperatives, and now even supply for inputs, just like what you guys are doing there. It's member-owned, and the patronage dividends really do pay off in the long run, and there's a lot of benefits to being involved in a co-op. Before I let you go, any upcoming specials or events or maybe some final thoughts that you want to make mention of, Ben?
There's no special events coming up as of right now. Everybody's working hard with their growers right now to come up with a farm plan so that guys can have an immensely profitable 2021. Input prices are down. Output prices are up. I mean, you look at the price of corn, bean, wheat, everything looks good for next year. Man, I hope the guys hit it out of the park next year and just have an amazing year. They're sure set up to do that.
You bet. It's the holiday season.
With some moisture. Well, we got to have some moisture, Brian.
Yes, I would agree with that statement. And we also want to wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all the producers that feed us, clothe us, and help us fuel our vehicles and all kinds of stuff. Agriculture is tied to just about everything that is involved in the cycle of life, as I like to say. Thanks to my guest once again, Ben Souder, Vice President of Agronomy at Frenchman Valley Cooperative. I really appreciate your time and look forward to meeting with you and visiting with you again right here inside the barn.
Thank you very much, Brian. It's been a pleasure.
Don't forget, Frenchman Valley Cooperative is a full-service cooperative on call to serve farmers with crop inputs, precision ag services, grain storage, grain marketing, energy, feed, and hardware. And Frenchman Valley Cooperative has been serving members for more than 100 years and has 21 locations serving growers in southwestern Nebraska, northwestern Kansas, the Nebraska Panhandle, northeastern Colorado, and even in Wyoming. For more information, I encourage you to visit fvcoop.com. That's fvcoop.com.